由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友你好。
Thank you for joining us.
好多谢你收听我们的节目。
We've been talking about heroes and Moses and faith.
在上集的节目里面，我们讲到英雄、摩西和信心这些字眼。
And we saw that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23,
在希伯来书的11章23节，我们读到以下的经文。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months because they were not afraid of the king's edict.
那里说，摩西的父母就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕王命。
In the last message we saw,
在上集的信息里面，我们看到
that by faith, Moses was called of God to accomplish the impossible.
因着信，摩西就被神呼召去完成那些难以完成的事了。
I told you that the Hebrews were relocated into Egypt at their brother Joseph's invitation.
我上次讲到希伯来人因为约瑟的邀请而是去到埃及那里的。
At that time there were 70 of them.
当时他们是只有70人。
But in the course of 400 years they became nearly 2 million people.
但是400年之后，他们变成差不多是200万人的。
They became a nation inside a nation.
他们成为国家里面的国家。
A new pharaoh also came to the throne.
而一个新的法老就登基了。
This pharaoh did not know that their ancestor Joseph saved Egypt from starvation.
这位新的法老并不认识曾经拯救他们的先祖脱离饥荒的约瑟。
This new pharaoh wanted to eradicate his predecessor's policies.
这位新的法老打算废除先王的政策。
In Exodus chapter 1, verse 9,
出埃及记第一章第九节，
Pharaoh said to his people,
法老同他的百姓说，
Look, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us.
他说，看啊，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 10 tells us,
出埃及记一章十节告诉我们听，
that Pharaoh felt that he was in a terrible predicament.
这位的法老觉得他是处于一个非常之可怕的危机里面。
He thought, if we have a war, the Hebrews may join our enemies.
他想，如果我们有战争，这些的希伯来人可能会站在敌人那边的。
Or they may leave Egypt.
又或者他们会离开埃及。
Pharaoh wasn't happy living with these slaves.
其实法老并不喜欢跟这些的奴隶生活在一起。
But neither did he want to live without them for their cheap slave labor.
但是他又不想失去这些廉价的劳动力。
So he devised a 3-stage plan to curtail their growth rate.
所以他就想出一个3个步骤的计划来去抑压以色列人口的增长率了。
First, he would demoralize them.
首先他是打击他们的士气。
Wear them down both body and soul so that they would stop producing more children.
他要耗损他们的体力和心灵，令到这些以色列人不再生育更多的孩子。
But this strategy failed.
但是这个策略是失败的。
The more they were oppressed, the more children they produced.
以色列人越是受到欺压，反而是生育越多。
Stage number two was to control the birth rate through killing.
计划的第二个阶段就是利用击杀婴孩来去控制出生率。
Pharaoh said, kill all newborn baby boys.
法老说，要杀死所有生下来的男孩。
Moses' parents already had 2 children.
摩西的父母已经有2个子女了。
Miriam and Aaron were born before this edict became law.
米利暗和亚伦是在这个法令实施之前出世的。
In the midst of this severe crisis, Moses was born.
就是这个的危机出现的时候，摩西就出世了。
But Pharaoh's new law failed also.
但是法老的新法令亦都是失败的。
Pharaoh ordered the midwives to kill the baby boys at birth.
法老命令那些接生婆在 BB 出世的时候就将他们杀死。
But that too has failed.
但是这个并没有成功到。
The third stage was to throw every young Hebrew male into the river now.
计谋的第三个阶段就是将希伯来人的男婴扔落尼罗河那里。
You can only imagine the incredible weeping and wailing and horror of mothers.
你能不能够想象当时那些妈妈她们那种没办法讲出来的哭泣、哀嚎和恐惧呢？
As their baby boys were snatched from their breast and thrown into the river Nile.
因为他们的婴儿是从他们的怀中活生生地被抢走扔落尼罗河里面的。
In the midst of this dangerous world, Moses was born.
就在这个最危险的世代，摩西就出世了。
My listening friends, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听我跟住要同你分享的说话。
No matter how bleak the future may appear,
无论前途是几咁暗淡，
you must put your trust in God who specializes in exercising His power.
你一定要相信神是会运用他的大能，这个是他的专长来的。
No matter how dark things may appear,
无论前途是几咁黑暗，
even in the darkest part of society,
甚至在社会的最阴暗的一面里面，
you must put your confidence in the one who specializes in shining his light in the darkness.
你一定要信任那一位最擅长在黑暗里面发出亮光的神。
In these times, you must take courage.
在这个时候，你一定要鼓起勇气。
Courage to pray in faith.
凭信心祷告的勇气。
Courage to plan in hope.
在希望里面去计划的勇气。
Courage to minister and serve.
侍奉服务的勇气。
Courage to trust in the God of Moses.
勇敢地去相信摩西的神。
After being entrenched in a pagan culture for 400 years,
在异教文化里面寄居了400年之后，
the vast majority of Hebrews were practicing the pagan religion of Egypt.
大多数的希伯来人呢，都跟从了埃及的宗教了。
In fact, even after they had entered into the promised land,
实际上甚至是当他们进入了应许之地迦南之后，
Many of them still were unbelieving and practicing pagan worship.
这一班的以色列人当中呢，仍然有很多人是不相信神，并且呢是随从了异教的信仰的。
And this was 50 years after they had left Egypt.
这个就是他们离开埃及50年之后的事。
In Joshua chapter 24,
在约书亚记的24章14节那里说，
Fear the Lord and throw away the gods that your fathers worshipped in Egypt.
那里说要敬畏耶和华，又说要将你们列祖在埃及所侍奉的神除掉。我读一读那个原句，约书亚记的24章14节，他说，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
But the sinful practices that the Hebrews learned in Egypt were so entrenched in their hearts.
但是希伯来人在埃及所学的罪恶的生活，在他们的心里面呢，已经是根深蒂固的了。
Even after seeing all of the miraculous signs and wonders and the mighty hand of God.
即使这班的希伯来人，他们看见神大能的手所行的神迹奇事。
But Moses' parents were among the handful of faithful remnant among the Hebrews.
但是摩西的父母却是属于希伯来人之中少数仍然信靠神的人。
A faithful remnant who kept the faith of their forefathers Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
他们是残余的几个仍然能够持守先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的信心的人。
What does this tell us?
这里是话了给我们听什么的信息呢？
That tells us that even if the whole world goes crazy,
他让我们知道即使这个世界已经是变得不可理喻
and only one person remains faithful,
甚至只是剩下一个人是仍然持守先祖他们的信心
God will honor that person's faithfulness,
神仍然会看重那一个人的信心。
That tells us that even when other believers get swept off their feet by immorality,
他让我们知道，即使其他的信徒都受到败坏的风俗的冲击，
If you stand firm, God will honor your faithfulness.
如果你站稳立场，神就会看重你的信心了。
God honored the faithfulness of Moses' parents.
神看重了摩西父母的信心。
And that is why, again, Hebrews 11:23 is very important.
这个就是为什么希伯来书十一章二十三节是几咁重要了。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months.
那里说，就因着信，把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
This level of faith was difficult.
这种信心是不容易的。
But they knew that even in the midst of crisis, God would make a way.
但是他们知道在危难里面神会开一条的出路。
Why did they do this?
为什么他们会这样做的呢?
Because they knew that they could trust their God.
因为他们知道他们可以信赖他们的神。
Their faith in the faithfulness of God gave them the power over fear.From wicked laws.
信实的神使他们有信心，给他们有力量，不需要去惧怕邪恶的法律。
Faith in the power of God's deliverance gave them power over fear of the world's wickedness.
对神的拯救有信心，使他们有能力，不需要去惧怕邪恶的世界。
I want to speak a word to parents.
我想咧系对嗰啲做紧父母嘅人咧系讲一啲嘅说话。
There is no greater gift that you can give your children than to teach them to trust in the living God.
对你嘅仔女嚟讲，世界上再冇其他嘢系比教导佢哋信靠永生神更好嘅礼物啦。
Teaching your children to have faith in God is far greater than millions of pounds.
教导你的子女去信靠神是胜过千万的金银的。
Greater than all the education you can give them.
是胜过你能够给到他们的所有的教育。
Imagine for 3 months trying to keep a baby a secret.
你试想下偷偷收藏一个的婴孩三个月那么久。
Every time the baby cries, he could lose his life.
每当这个小孩子喊的时候他都有可能会没命的。
Every time there is a knock on the door, it could be a baby's executioner.
每一次当有人敲屋企那道门的时候都很可能是刽子手来到拿他的命。
Every moment of these 3 months were petrifying moments.
在这3个月里面的每一刻、每一分、每一秒都可能是令人心惊胆战的时刻。
But their faith in God immobilized their fear.
但是摩西的父母，他们对神的信靠克服了他们的恐惧。
Not only that, but faith gave them courage to follow God's plan.
不单只是这样，信心也都是给他们有勇气来去遵行神的计划。
Jochebed, Moses' mother, got a basket and waterproofed it with tar.
摩西嘅妈妈约基别揾到一个篮，喺个篮上边涂上咗一啲嘅柏油，用嚟防水。
And placed the baby in that crude crib.
佢就将个仔放喺粗糙嘅篮里边。
And took him to the very instrument of death.
然之后就将摩西放喺呢个死亡嘅关口嗰度啦。
Remember, all baby boys were thrown into the River Nile.
你仲记唔记得法老嗰个嘅命令啊？就系要将所有嘅男婴都系掟落尼罗河里边嘅。
The Nile River represents the instrument of death and perishing.
尼罗河代表住杀戮同埋死亡。
The River Nile represents the instrument of sorrow and grief.
尼罗河亦都代表住悲痛同埋伤心。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱嘅朋友，请你留心听我跟住要讲嘅。
When you are in God's protection program,
当你系喺神嘅保护计划里边，
the instrument of death becomes the source of life.
死亡嘅关口就会变成生命嘅源头啦。
When you are in the middle of God's plan,
当你系行喺神嘅计划之中，
the very thing that terrifies others gives you courage.
人哋觉得好恐惧、好惊嘅事，却系咧会对你造成一个激励嘅作用。
When you are on God's schedule,
当你系按照神嘅时间表嚟去行动嘅时候，
the very cause of pain become the source of joy.
痛苦嘅成因将会咧系变成喜乐嘅源头嘅。
The River Nile was the grave of many a baby.
尼罗河虽然系好多婴孩嘅坟墓，
and yet it became the very source of life for Moses.
但系佢却系成为摩西生命嘅源头。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
我亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细听我跟住要讲嘅。
Following God's plan does not mean lazily sitting back and doing nothing.
顺从神嘅计划并唔表示袖手旁观无所事事。
It doesn't mean for you to sit back and say, God will do it.
并唔表示你就咁坐喺度就话，反正神都会做噶啦，我都唔使做啲乜嘢啦。
Following God's plan means diligence, hard work, and actively looking to God.
顺从神嘅计划系意味住殷勤努力咁样去工作，并且咧系积极咁样去仰望神嘅。
Moses' parents probably placed the basket in the river just a few minutes prior to Pharaoh's daughter's arrival.
摩西嘅父母好可能系喺法老个女到达之前几分钟咧，就将个篮放喺河里边嘅。
And Miriam, Moses' elder sister, waited in the bushes.
而且咧，摩西嘅姐姐米利暗系喺草丛里边咧喺度等紧。
And just as Pharaoh's daughter heard the cry of the baby,
就喺法老嘅女听见呢个婴孩喊嘅嗰一刻嘅时候。
Right on schedule, Miriam pops out of the reeds and asks Pharaoh's daughter, "Are you looking for a Hebrew woman to feed the baby?"
米利暗咧就即刻从呢个芦苇嘅草丛里边咧跑出嚟，就问法老嘅女，即系呢位公主啦，就问佢啦：你系咪喺度揾紧一位希伯来嘅奶妈嚟去喂呢一个嘅细路仔咧？
Pharaoh's daughter probably thought that this was a great luck.
法老嘅女或者认为这个是一个很好运的一个巧合。
I want you to focus with me here on this delicious irony.
我想呢请你特别去注意呢度呢有好绝妙嘅讽刺嘅。
Jochebed, Moses' mother, got to feed her baby under the protection of the king's daughter.
摩西嘅妈妈约基别喺法老嘅女嘅保护之下呢能够喂养佢自己嘅孩子。
And what is even more ironic is that she got paid for mothering her own child.
而更加讽刺的是她抚养自己的仔竟然还可以得到薪水。
Parents, let me tell you a few things as I conclude.
身为父母的听众朋友，让我以下几个的重点作为今日的总结。
Number one,
第一个的重点是
implement God's plan for your children.
将神的计划落实在你仔女的身上。
We live in a dangerous world.
我们现在是生活在一个危机重重的时代的。
But you and your children are safe in the will of God.
但是若果你同埋你嘅仔女系遵行神嘅旨意，咁就会有平安啦。
Secondly,
第二个嘅重点就系
practice your faith unashamedly in the midst of a hostile culture.
喺一个抵挡神嘅文化里边，要勇于去实践你嘅信心。
In the midst of the blazing fires, you are safer in the will of God than out of the will of God in your bedroom.
在烈火的熔炉里面，只要是在神的旨意之中，就比你在自己的睡房里面，却是远离神的旨意更加安全。
Moses' parents were a faithful remnant in the midst of pagans.
摩西的父母是在异教的环境异教的风俗里面仍然存留下来少数忠于信仰忠于耶和华的人。
If your children see you compromise, they too will compromise.
如果你的仔女看见你对世界妥协对魔鬼撒旦妥协那他们亦都会对世界对魔鬼撒旦妥协的。
If your children see you standing firm for your faith,
如果你的仔女睇见你系坚守你嘅信仰嘅话
，They will grow up standing firm in the faith。
佢哋亦都会坚守信仰喺佢成长嘅路途上边一路坚守落去。
Thirdly，
第三个嘅重点咧就系
，You must trust God to help you be faithful。
你一定要依赖神去使你保持忠心。
You cannot do it alone。
你冇办法孤军作战。
And when your children see you dependent on God,
而且当你的仔女睇见你倚靠神的时候
，they too will grow up dependent on God.
佢哋亦都会系倚靠神一路咁样成长嘅。
Moses' name was drawn out.
摩西的名就是救拔这样的意思。
Every person who trusts Jesus Christ for their salvation,
每一位相信耶稣基督以及是他的救恩的人呢
is drawn out from among those who are perishing.
都是从灭亡当中被拯救出来的。
Drawn out to escape the judgment of God that is coming upon the world.
他们被救出来可以脱离神的审判就是将要临到世界的那个的审判。
The problem of most of us is this.
我们当中大多数人所面对的问题是
We often forget that we are drawn out for a purpose.
我们时时都忘记我们被救赎出来是带有目的的。
Moses was drawn out not only to be saved.
摩西被救出来，唔单单系佢自己得救。
but to help save others.
而是为了拯救其他更多的人。
God draws you out, and he draws me out of the jaws of Satan and hell.
神将你和我从魔鬼撒旦和地狱的口里面拯救出来。
Why?
为什么神要这样做呢？
Not to live any which way we want to live.
并不是要让我们从心所欲为所欲为的。
No.
绝对不是这样，神不是要我们这样。
He draws us out to serve the King of Kings and to make his salvation known.
他拯救我们，是要我们服侍万王之王、万主之主，并且使到万民知道他的救恩。
May each one of us ask God the question.
但愿我们每一位都能够问神这样的一个问题。
God, what is your purpose in drawing me out and saving me?
同佢讲，神啊，你救拔我嘅目的究竟系啲乜嘢咧？
How can I use the gifts you gave me to draw others out?
我点样去用你赐俾我嘅恩赐去帮助其他人从罪恶里边出嚟咧？
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候咧，或者我哋重温一下。过去这两集我们所讲的一些重点。在上一集我们提到摩西的信心是教识我们合乎圣经的信心是有五个的要素。第一就是认识到自己的无能和一无是处。第二就是确信自己是行在神的计划里面。第三就是愿意成为神的管道。第四就是每日靠神的应许去过生活。而第五呢，就是无论我们自己的感觉是怎样，当神叫我们行动的时候，我们就要放胆去做了。大家还记不记得，我们重复一次，这五个的信心要素呢，就是第一，认识到自己的无能和一无是处。第二，确信自己行在神的计划里面。第三，愿意成为神的管道。第四，每日靠神的应许而活。而第五呢，就是无论我们自己的感觉是怎样，当神叫我们行动的时候呢，就放胆去做。那至于今日我们提到作为父母的要注意些什么事项呢，主要呢都是有三点。第一呢，就是将神的计划落实在你仔女身上。第二呢，就是在一个抵挡神的文化里面，你要勇于去实践你的信心。第三呢，就是你一定要依赖神，使你自己呢能够保持忠心。我重复，作为父母有三点要注意。第一，就是将神的计划落实在你的仔女身上。第二，在一个抵挡神的文化里面，你要勇于去实践你的信心。而第三呢，就是你一定要依赖神，使你能够是保持忠心的。好了，那今集呢，我们的天路导向来到这里。如果你读经遇到任何的疑难，或者对今集的内容有任何的问题呢，都欢迎你来信给我叶朗天的。我们下集时间再见。